I'm wrong. That dirty yellow mist hanging over the rugged expanse of mountains is not low-lying cloud. It's smoke. The smoke from forest fires started by the Algerian army to drive Islamist militants from their hideouts in the thick woods and caves of the Berber mountains. But burning the forest is futile. There's always more vegetation, more impenetrable hillside to run to. As we approach the flaming forests, I notice ancient olive trees consumed by fire. These are the lifeblood of the Berber people living in the villages that cling to every mountain top. One old man, a beekeeper, explained how all of his beehives had been burned. When I asked the army why they destroyed my livelihood, they said they wouldn't have done it if I'd told them where the Islamists were hiding. How can the military expect us to help when it takes our lives away from us, he asked. And the military certainly needs the help of the local population, especially in the wild Kabylie region, home of the Berber people and current fief of the Islamists. Insecurity has increased in Algeria since the beginning of this year, when the militants relaunched themselves as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Since joining the Al-Qaeda franchise, Algeria's Islamists have changed their tactics. They've become more sophisticated, carrying out bloody suicide attacks and setting off bombs simultaneously in many different parts of the country. They post slick internet videos of the young men prepared to kill themselves for their faith. The latest, a film of the man who blew up himself and about 10 other people at the Lakhdaria army barracks, shows a rosy-cheeked youth posing in the forest with a rocket launcher as if it were a new toy. The Berber mountains are, in many ways, the most unlikely haven for Islamic extremists. You know you've arrived in Berber country when, all along the roadsides, you see piles of empty beer bottles and cans. The higher you climb up the narrow, snaking roads, the more green bottles in the verges. And even more incredible is the bar at the top of a mountain run by a long-haired, wild-eyed Berber, nicknamed after the Hollywood muscle man Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's carved ingenious clearings out of the forest, where people can sit and enjoy their beer, surrounded by lush green vegetation. For the more adventurous, he's even built a drinking platform at the top of a tree. Men loll around in various stages of inebriation, empty bottles scattered all over the place. One man joked about how we were drinking beer under the very beards of the Islamists. I confess, I didn't really believe that we were anywhere near militant hideouts. The atmosphere was far too carefree and relaxed, and I couldn't imagine how this man could live alone, selling alcohol of all things, right under the beards of the Islamists. But just a few days after my visit, a military patrol was ambushed in plain daylight just 400 meters from the bar. One soldier was killed and two others badly injured. Eyewitnesses said Van Damme continued to serve beer during the attack, although most of his clients ran away as soon as they heard the gunshots and other explosions. It seems that the Berbers and the Islamists are prepared to tolerate each other's presence because their hatred for the government is greater than their hatred for each other. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And the Islamists know better than to attack Berber civilians. Fierce clan loyalties would see the fundamentalists off the mountains if they started to kill the locals. For now, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is largely confining itself to attacking the military, although there have been some exceptions, like the recent bombing of an amusement arcade, which killed two children and maimed several others. The Berber region is the focal point for the army's battle against the militants. As well as the burning forests, I saw military convoys thundering past, and columns of nervous-looking soldiers marching up into the mountains to hunt down the perpetrators of recent attacks. Helicopters strafed the hillsides, and there were daily newspaper reports of military triumphs against the insurgents. But the authorities are not winning the war against the militants. Prime Minister Abdelaziz Belkhadem has recently reassured the population that the Algerian government has perfect control over the security situation and that terrorism is on the verge of being eradicated. He's wrong. If anything, what the Prime Minister describes as terrorism is on the increase in Algeria. It's difficult to see how the government can win, especially in the Berber Mountains, by pursuing a scorched earth policy and destroying people's livelihoods in the process. The army has alienated the local population. And without their support, the military will never be able to control this vast, unruly expanse of unforgiving terrain. And Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb will remain in ruthless pursuit of its ultimate aim, to destroy those it describes as enemies of Allah, and to establish an Islamic Republic in Algeria.